Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Rhett's long gone.
Yeah, he wasn't far.
He's been on prison.
Back here by myself.
I think there should be more long-form Macho Man impressions. I like when Lummy does the "oh yeah," but I wish that I could kind of engage him more, you know, when that's happening. But I understand that, you know, that's kind of just a one-word impression.
Yeah, it's got a little. I mean, it can go a little longer.
Macho, what was it like when the 12-year-olds were staring at you when you were mowing your lawn shirtless this weekend?
Yeah, liked it. I liked it. It was good.
I acted like I didn't like it, and I was creeped out, but deep down I got a warm feeling. Yeah, dig it.
Double bites on pose.
It's like I got the mom sending the kids down to get pictures of me with my fucking traps hanging out.
Poor guy's just trying to live, and they're circling his house like he's Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
He's a superstar.
He's a Plant City, though, right? I mean, that could be the talk of Plant City. Shirtless man like that.
Think about it. I mean, he looks like Macho Man living in Plant City, driving probably the baddest ass car there is.
Yeah, he's got the big zero turn lawnmower. Yeah.
Right.
Someone just can't wait to dig their, you know, nails into this guy.
True. I think Macho's satisfied in what he's got, and I don't think he's necessarily looking for 12-year-old's mothers.
No. But still, I mean, the guy should be able to live in peace and harmony. I mean, just because he's got a great physique doesn't mean he needs to be stalked.
True.
Oh, he said he had his face covered, too, because of the dust.
Oh, yeah.
He said he looked like Hamas.
Oh, he did?
Maybe the Plant City people think Hamas was protesting at his house. Poor Macho.
You're right, Sponge.
Yeah, I just got so much going. It's like I have to handle so much business, you know, that has happened from 6 a.m. till 10:30. And really, people don't really start getting going on business and arranging things and things like that till about 10. So I get hit with, you know, a whole bunch of stuff.
What's going on? What's got you down, man?
No, nothing's got me down. I'm coordinating a move on Thursday, and then the Merch Crick has her open house for this graduate. God, I'll be done, God, when this fucking stuff is done. But she's got, I guess you have an open house now.
What does that mean? Because he's done with college, so what do you have to meet his teachers for?
No.
A party?
You got to have a party for the kid, the graduation party.
What? Is that called an open house now?
I didn't know that was called that, but we usually called it graduation party.
I'm not trying to be fact checker Willie over here. I just did open house. I just thought that's where you meet the teachers.
That technically was what it was.
No. Hold on. No, what you do. So he graduated. Now you have to understand. Pepe graduated Friday at 1:30, the commencement that they had at the Yingling Center. Which, by the way, Lomi, I was really, you know, I had 2.5 hours to really size the place up.
they redid it a little bit.
They really looks nice.
Oh, it used to be a shit. When I graduated,
it used to be a shithole.
It's not a shithole inside anymore.
No, not at all, Seth. They got honest to God, Seth. I would feel comfortable about taking you to a ball game there. For real, like it's easy in and out. Oh, they got the plaza. Where they do the concessions. I mean, to me, Lummi, it seems very user friendly.
Oh, it is, and they pretty much gutted it, and it took about a year to redo. But it's very easy to access.
Dude, years ago, you couldn't keep the door open because it would like take the air out of the stadium.
Not now.
And like the roof would cave in.
It gets cold in there.
Jeez. Oh,
was the roof retractable?
No.
It was always puffy, wasn't it?
It's the same roof, but they just reinforced it. But they gutted the whole inside.
Seth, it looks...
Luxury boxes now.
What's the capacity of that? Like,
I think it's like for basketball total, I think
7,500?
Like, yeah, about maybe. About 10,000.
I don't think it's as big as the Holman Center in Terre Haute, I don't think.
No, they made it a lot lower because they have that. They have an all-you-can-drink whole...
I got to tell you, Seth, man, the whole place looked brand new, like it freshly remodeled. They had like this area where, you know how the Lightning kind of have some areas, they have like some high-tech top tables and you can still watch the game.
Oh, yeah.
But still kind of be out in the, like, still be grabbing a beer, but still they have like an open-air concept where you can still be watching the ball, the hockey game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the all-you-can-drink section.
I mean, I hate doing back-in-the-day type shit, but I graduated at the Sun Dome also, and my whole time going to the Sun Dome, whether it was for USF games, whether it was for wrestling, the Kid Rock concert, whatever it's been over the years, it has always been a piece of shit, and I never knew that it was going to get better. There used to be one concession area, like it was hell.
Now it's like literally they ripped every fucking thing out except for the infrastructure. They put all new seats.
Yep.
And by the way, Seth,
is it a good fit, Bubba? Can you squeeze in there?
I didn't mean to. I was moving my belt. I sent you a picture of what it looks like inside because I know Seth will probably remember the multicolor seats.
Now who's dinging all these fucking ding? Did you ding now? Lummi. Seth just to ding.
I didn't ding.
So
didn't.
Seth, this is what it looks like now. If you can see my screen,
that's like a real stadium.
No, it is not
for real.
Yeah, and Lummi, I think I don't know which side of the graduation I don't know which end it was. I'm thinking maybe the graduation end was down here,
probably.
And so we sat literally right there. See my arrow?
Yeah.
Well, Seth, if you go up here, all of this is all open area vending / just like
chill, hang out.
Yeah, with really,
it's
really
where Gruden hangs out.
Oh, right,
Gruden
in this
and
area,
Derek Brooks. Yeah,
yeah.
And then you see the other side; they have kind of the tables and chairs. It's like a little private
box.
Yeah,
you know what, Lummi? I was on this side over here. Okay. I was on this side because we went up here, then went down there, and I think the entrance is like right here. The main entrance to the Yingling Center is like right there.
Yeah. But how painful was it to sit there for two and a half hours? And I'm telling you, from when I graduated to, when my brothers... there's got to be a way to make these more interesting. But I don't think anybody's really looked into producing an entertainment-type event. It's all about scholars and academics and boring speeches. I think there should be like some pizzazz. Sorry, that's just me.
I got to tell you, when you got 531 kids to run through, and I think that there's
multiple days of times.
I think we were the first one. I think Pepe's 531 kids was the first one, and I think they had like a 4:30 or a 5 o'clock one, later that night. So they run this through like clockwork, and they do a really, really, really good job. But I don't know that there's any way. And you know what, Seth? Only one person spoke, and it was a guy who is currently part of the Ybor City Revitalization Program, and he's got like all these doctorates from from degrees from like Northwestern and Wharton School of Business and all this kind of stuff. And he was just talking about
the future and how the kids are the future,
right? And how at one time, you know, as he was getting his master's degree at whatever the fuck university he was, you know, he was standing exactly where you guys are on the floor, and don't ever.
Oh, and anybody can do it. Anybody can be like him.
But you know what? His speech was like 3 minutes long, max. Max. 3 minutes long. He got it. They introduced him, which probably took 30 seconds because he's really won a bunch of shit, and he's really pretty. He's really a pretty acclaimed businessman.
Accomplished.
Yeah, very much an accomplished businessman. He got up there, super no nonsense, like not Johnny Rah-Rah, not trying to be cute, just, you know, be kind of a, you know, just a mentor, if you will. 3 minutes, boom, in and out. The university president, she welcomed everybody and, you know, just talked to statistically about how, you know, University of South Florida now, well, with this graduating class will be approaching 400,000 alumni. This is this past year, USF ranked its highest it's ever ranked amongst universities in U.S. patents. It was. I think
that's a deep stat, Bubba.
Yeah, they really put themselves over.
Well, no, I mean, like, USF really prides itself on being a technology driven patent producing school, and I think that they were 18th on the entire list of every university in the United States. They were issued the 18th most patents of. Now you're talking about Stanford and MIT and Cornell and Yale,
Columbia.
And Columbia, you know, and UCLA, and I mean you're talking about. There's a lot of prestigious universities that you can go to, and think about this: USF technology wise was granted ranked 18th.
Oh, I have to correct you. I'm looking at my USF newsletter. And it looks like it's the 14th.
14th, okay.
Yeah, 11 straight years of being in the top 15 public universities and new patents.
Hey, Warren, are you a booster for USF?
I was. I'm not anymore.
When things were going better.
Well, yeah. I will tell this, that the president did say, for you alumni, please continue to be involved in your school.
Oh, yeah.
Please continue to, you know, give.
Let me,
yeah. Can I tell you something?
Of course.
Do you think that you should maybe offer something to the communications department? Because did you take communications?
No, I did not. I took business. Okay.
But you are arguably, you know, a major co-host on a morning syndicated radio show that's also globally produces content on other digital platforms. You know, would you think they would want me to come?
Oh,
talk
they would
to
want
the
you to talk, Bubba. Haven't you got? No, you went to Indiana State to talk, didn't you?
Wait, I'm sorry. I went to Indiana State to talk.
Who you want to talk to? A graduating class, Bubba?
No. Like if they would want if a communications class ever wanted me to come in and speak about radio or whatever, I would think that they would maybe want me. I don't know.
Would you go? Because I can offer you up.
Yeah. I mean, you as an alumni working for me,
yeah,
would go with me.
Of course.
You know, but I don't know. I'm thinking, Seth, maybe today's kids don't want an old, a Hall of Famer, old timer in here talking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
They want guys like Stein. Stein's doing the campus tour right now.
Yeah.
And he's wild and he's viral and he takes him out for lunch. You don't want any part of that, Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah, communication probably doesn't have the best looking chicks either.
I'm not for it for the chicks.
He's
Lummy.
Not going there to bang, dude.
Lummy.
No, I meant for content. You know, Stein. You know, taking him out to lunch and things like that.
The only I know is Pepe doesn't have to go. I mean, like,
what'd you break him off, Bubba?
I haven't broke him off anything yet, but I'm thinking about breaking him off five
Longhorn gift cards.
No, $500.
Oh. That's nice, man.
We got Saturday. Well, Monday. Don't forget, we got Bubba $199.
Yes.
Which, let me, this is a short space. Usually we go long. This is a short space.
Yes, it is.
So you're going to have to get me a roster for that. And
Count me in, baby.
You're in?
Oh, I'm in.
Lummy, we're going to have a certain amount of tittage.
Of course.
And is Maria Guatemala back?
She's back.
She's back?
Yes.
All right.
Macho Man's out.
Macho Man's out.
He can't spin.
So I need to get a hold of T-Quest or something, Lummy, because we need to have a music source. We don't have Anna here.
No.
With her ripped off decks.
Well, I think she used, what, DJ Toby? So we could just look that up.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba, Sarasota Chase, Charles Ramsey on PayPal.
Hey, buddy, and thank you for your donation today, buddy.
No problem. Hey, did you see Tony Stewart participated in Cletus's Crown Vic?
Yeah, Cletus McFarlane had a Indy 800, and it was God. I got to tell you, I haven't had a lot of correspondence with Cletus. When he first started making it big, he took over my Ray shop in Clearwater, and I went and saw him one time. He's a great dude. He's really been able to really put on the, he owns the Freedom Factory, which used to be, you know, Bradenton Speedway. He owns that now, and he does a lot of events there, but he does other events across the country, and he does one in Indianapolis in the opening week of May, and he takes Lummy. I think Cletus might, sir, what does he own, 100 Crown Vics? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. Yeah.
And he goes and buys these Crown Vics, and he paints them all up, Lummy, and he has these, you know, these pay-per-view races with Crown Vics, and if he's not doing it at the Freedom Factory, then he's doing it at various other places, and he picked Lucas Raceway Park this past Saturday in Indianapolis. Well, Tony happened to be running a top alcohol a race car for somebody else at the, you know, the drag strip is right by at the Lucas, at Lucas Drag Strip and Lucas Raceway Park are right by each other, Lummy, in Indianapolis. Well, Tony's seeing all these Crown Vics, and he knows Cletus, so he got a hold of Cletus and said, "Hey, I'll race your Crown Vic race." And he started. Are you in a fucking submarine, buddy?
like who, me?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm outside.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, sir. So I appreciate your call. Listen to my answer. So let me. There's a video somewhere. It's called the Indy 800, and Tony takes the Crown Vic, goes all the way to the front, from last. And a bunch of guys come in and get brand new right front tires because that's what wears off on these Crown Vics. Which, by the way, Lummy, we had a huge Crown Vic turnout this past Saturday at Bubba Raceway Park.
Awesome.
Now Dan and Big Red are trying to find a Crown Vic because their kids are going to graduate from go-karts to Crown Vics at my track. And so anyway, Cletus had this race. Tony, you know, just because of the straight, I mean, whether you're racing a NASCAR or a fucking, you know, nitro dragster, Tony Stewart, Lummy, is one of the greatest race car drivers of all time. He won the Triple Crown series in USAC, which were three different, you know, midgets, Silver Crown, and sprint cars. He's won three NASCAR championships. He's in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. He won an IndyCar championship. He was the IndyCar Rookie of the Year in 1996. Also won a championship in that. Like he's won IROC championships. He's won World Karting Association championships. I mean, he's one of the best. Probably the only person, and this guy might actually even be a tad better than Tony, is what we're witnessing right now in Kyle Larson.
Who won? Yeah.
So. Anyway, Tony can jump in a fucking Crown Vic that's been equally prepared for everybody and race with the best of them.
14 minutes, I think, is when he gets spun out.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go a little bit further. So it kind of
800. We're sitting in the second.
This is
good call.
Well, it sounds like I got a bullseye on my back from listening to my competitors, but. I don't know. My attitude, I'm going to treat them like I wanted to treat Joey Logano at California. I'm going to treat them all like little bitches.
I mean, that's the great thing about Tony, man.
All right, guys, we are suited.
All right, so anyway, Tony. Tony's in the very back. But all right, so
He's the blue car now
here's a bad crash. You're going to like this. Here we go. Hold on.
Jimmy, Derek Beery, and Cletus McFarlane basically hanging in there three wide.
So, like, look, Tony's, by the way, Seth, Tony started in the very back.
Work our way through this. We don't have nitrous. I gave.
There we go. Hold on.
Phones out. Wave your hats. Wave your hands. Wave your kids.
Oh, no, I'm gonna show
do whatever you want to do as we're ready to go. making their way through turns 3 and 4. 19 of the fastest and best Crown Victorias in the country.
So here's Tony. This is where Tony starts, Seth. See you right back here?
Oh, yeah, in the
that's
back.
Where, 18th.
That's ready not, to go from Lucas
position.
Oil.
What's that?
That's not pole position.
No, so because Tony was a last-minute addition, and he's a fucking ringer. So they're like, Tony, we're going to put you in the very back.
Indianapolis Raceway Park. This is the Indy 8.
By the way, let me, when I go to the U.S. Nationals, here's the drag strip over here.
Oh, sweet.
That's where I go, right.
100 presented by Heat Wave Visual. We are green.
And we are green 4 wide.
See, Tony's, I think, right here. Or he's already made it up to there.
No,
I don't
I think
know.
He's still in the back with
the front straight immediately as they dive into turn number one. Jack Stan Jimmy's going to take a very tight line.
Jack Stan Jimmy.
And there, but Great Ledbetter is holding her ground.
All right, so this is Cletus McFarland from his view. And I think this is when Tony gets, I think Tony got by him right there. So continues on.
H. Diesel to the inside.
Now Tony has made it all the way to the front. This is Tony right here. He's made it all the way to the front, Lummy.
Brad DiBerti restarting on the inside of row 3.
So
Stewart gets away, but Walker and the 1776 of Derek from Vice Grip Garage not giving up. Jack Stan Jimmy and Brad DiBerti lurking behind them.
How fast are they going right there,
Bubba? Walker to the inside.
What's that?
How fast are they going right there?
They're probably going 85.
Oh, shit. Okay.
85, 90.
Damn. Okay.
Stewart's going to have the preferred line on the outside. They touch. Middle of the corner.
Oh, he's going to save it.
He saved it.
Seth, would you be scared to do this? Yes.
And here they come out of turn number 4. The white flag is in the air here at IRP.
And they are going door handle to ride into corner number 1.
I mean, let me, for just being 4.6, you know, Crown Vicks that you can buy at any government auction, this is a pretty damn, most NASCAR races aren't this good.
No. Into corner number 2, Stewart has a fight on his hands, and there goes Walker trying to spin the car around sideways.
Well, this is from Cletus's view.
Not a single fan here in their seats. They are on their feet. Drag race down the backstretch. Zach Walker on the inside. Tony Stewart to the outside. Here they come. They touch. Stewart in the wall.
So anyway,
wow.
I need to do one of those.
Yeah, you
I need
do.
To start buying up Crown Vicks. But they're so expensive nowadays. They are so, they're literally, you used to be able to buy them for like, $800 or $900. You know, really, like the one that I have, a real nice one. And now they're like $3,000 and $4,000.
Jeez.
Just for these old hand-me-downs. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye. Buy to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Crown Vicks.
Just for the racing aspect now?
Well, yeah, just because they are in a major, major class now in racing. So Dan's looking to buy one for Danny, and Big Red's looking to buy one for his kids, and I'm just going to have him keep it at the track. All you got to do is tear out all the, you got to tear out, you got to crush all the glass, you got to take all the glass out, and then you got to take all the interior out, and then you got to have a guy weld in a roll bar system. And I think that's it. I don't think you have to take the, I've seen some guys who have taken the dash out.
I saw the one in there. He had
but
a radio.
But Cletus had a radio. Yeah. If my Crown Vic wasn't so pristine and so nice now, courtesy of Adam from Fender Works, I don't know. I think I would be getting mine ready to race at Bubba Raceway Park.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What's this here? My first text on Friday. Oh, this is what is this, Lummy?
Oh, I don't. Oh, it's that preacher, the pastor.
Oh yeah,
this is kind of crazy.
I'm gonna have to tell this later. I promised to give the Whitey Pippen story. Yeah. So listen to this, Seth. Whitey Pippen was a famous intern that we had that worked for us. And Lummy, was he interning when you interned?
He came back. He came back.
But he was like an original. He was like an original. Rockies. Yeah, he was like an original OG intern.
Yes.
Like Seth, when I first started 98 Rock in 96, like 96 through 2002, no, like 96 through 2001, he was like my main show intern. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To the point where you, where you like even become a little bit of a character. Like,
yeah, you knew who Whitey Pippen was. Right,
exactly. So we find out the story from him years prior. He went to, I think he was in the Army or the Navy or the fucking Air Force. I don't know. He was in the military, and he was stationed in Hawaii. And his girlfriend, he was getting reports that his girlfriend was back in St. Pete fucking his best friend. Now, let me, this is way before Facebook. You know, this is circa, you know, 94, 93, 94. I mean, there was nothing back then.
Friends calling you up.
Yeah. I mean, so he gets a phone call or a letter. Hey, listen, Honda Ronda, whatever the fuck your new girlfriend's name is fucking around with your best friend. And you know, it's so he calls her. And she's like, yeah, it's over. Fucking Jimmy can lay the pipe way better than you. Fucking Whitey Pippen. You fucker. I hate you.
Skinny bitch.
You skinny little fucking rake-nosed bitch. So he, like, loves this bitch more than anything. And he concocts a plan that he's going to kill her and him. Like, you know that, like... Unless you're a professional hitman and shit, you can't really kill anybody and get away with it.
Especially with a grenade.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really just fucking, I mean, you know, I mean, I guess you could be like a sniper and you could be waiting for him if somebody, I don't know, even, listen, I can't even sit here and speculate as to how you kill somebody, right, and get away with it.
Yeah.
So he was like, here's what his plan was. So he went to his buddy who was like, Seth, like there's a guy who works ammunition, and if you need more ammunition, like from the firing range or whatever tactical training you're doing, you have to go to him, and they keep really, really big inventory, you know, on who's taking what. Well, grenades were not available to check out. So they always kept, you know, like, let me, like, you know, they would say, okay, you know what, we got 550 grenades in the armament area.
Yeah.
And one, Whitey Pippen stole a grenade out of the, you know, the armory deal. And so he was going to here's what he was going to do. He was going to ship back this grenade to his mom's house. Then he was going to have his mom keep it in the garage in this box until he got back. And then when he got back, his boys had told him that this guy that his girlfriend was fucking had this cargo van, because he like laid carpet or laid tile or something. Let me. So he had that standard, you know, white work van that doesn't have any windows in it.
Yeah, the E350s.
Yeah, like something like that. And he would pick her up from her job, like she was a bank teller or some bullshit, and he had his boy fucking bird dogging all this out. And so rumor got, you know, information got back to Whitey Pippen. Okay, every day at 5 o'clock or 5:30, whatever, this fucking white van comes and picks up your girlfriend, and they go back to her apartment, and he stays until about 9:30, then he leaves and goes back to his house. But this dude was Whitey Pippen's friend. So Whitey Pippen's idea is, let me ship this grenade back, and then I'm going to pull up at a stoplight, and I'm going to throw the grenade inside the cargo van, and it's going to blow the cargo van up, and they'll never know who did it. And that was before every intersection, you know, circa 92, 93, 94, not every fucking... They didn't have red light cameras and you know, not everything in this entire world was camered up back then, right?
Yeah, so you can get it. Yep.
So he goes and he steals the grenade. He has it all boxed up. He goes to check it. He goes to the airport, and his company or his, you know, whoever did an inventory on grenades, saw that the grenade was missing, leaned on the guy that was... Now, listen, you can... Seth, I could be like, hey, Seth, I got your back. No matter what the fuck the cops say, I won't cave in. I fucking won't cave in. Okay, buddy, I got you.
Thank you.
So as soon as the cops come to me and say, hey, Bubba Clem, guess what? If you don't tell us the truth and something happens... That's going to be on you. So if you tell us the truth right now, you're completely out of it. You're completely exonerated. That's what it. But if something happens, it's going to be on you, because we're giving you an opportunity to come clean. Come clean with no penalties. What do you think I'm going to say? Or you're going to be facing 20 years to life if this grenade hurts anybody. If the grenade that was stolen on your tab doesn't come up and that grenade is used and it hurts somebody, you're going to be facing life in prison. So whoever you let fucking steal it, I hope you're willing to take the rap for them. Well, fuck, I'm laying down. I'm like, I tell you what, fucking Seth came up here, fucking batshit crazy, wanted to throw a grenade into his neighbor's fucking house because his neighbor's fucking being a real dick. And so then here's his number. Here's where he lives. Here's everything. Am I okay now? They're like, yep, no problem.
I had to use them all before the cops got to me.
That's right.
So anyway, Lummy, Whitey Pippen goes to the airport, and they're waiting for him. As soon as he walks up to the gate, they fucking throw him down on the ground and arrest him. And they send him. You know, then they have this. His dad, Whitey Pippen's dad was like really fucking rich.
Yeah, he was
real rich, yeah. And he hires, you know, John Fitzgibbons, like the most high-profile guy in Tampa, the guy who got Deborah LaFave off. John Fitzgibbons was such a slinging dick, it might still be, that he went to the fucking, when Deborah LaFave was that hot blonde, one of the most famous of student fuckings when it comes to teachers. Lummy, she was driving to Ocala fucking 14-year-olds in the back of her car and van, and John Fitzgibbons got her, like, I forget, she got put on probation or house arrest. But he came up with the excuse that she was too attractive for prison, and the motherfuckers bought it. The judge and the jury bought that she was too attractive for prison. Well, that's the dude that Whitey Pippen's dad hires. Next thing you know, Whitey Pippen, all he does, he got court-martialed, like he got kicked out of the military. And he had to do, like, you know, 150 hours of community service and be on probation. That's it.
Jeez.
That's it. But they were saying, as Whitey would tell the story, that if that grenade had made it onto the plane in the belly of the plane because he couldn't get it through, you know, I mean, he couldn't get it through the metal detectors and shit. He was just going to pack it. And, you know, they don't really screen the package. They don't screen it as much or as much scrutiny as to what's going into the belly of the plane as to what they do when you're going, what's going on the plane. They said it would have detonated. It could have killed all 250 passengers on flight, you know, on the deal.
It would have blown the whole plane up.
Yes. And
really?
Here's the deal.
That's a good ass grenade, right?
Well, I mean, if it just blew a section of the cargo door open, the plane can't fly anymore. It's not structurally made to fly. More if it blew off a wing
or getting sucked out, Willie.
And then, so here's the deal. Whitey dies. And then remember how I was supposed to be Johnny, I won't say nothing?
Yep.
They come to me and say, hey, listen, Whitey died, so he paid his price, and you're the motherfucker that checked out that grenade. This 215 people dying on American 5-9 or 4-9 is on you, buddy.
So you're fucked.
So
I'd love to fucking toss a grenade one day.
You
Does
would?
Nick the Gun Guy have that access?
Sure, Nick the Gun Guy has a grenade.
Because we'll go out there to the range, shoot, and then fucking toss a grenade and call it a day, boys.
Dan said he wants to throw one, too.
Really?
So, yeah.
Dan probably wants to buy one.
So
yeah, good. I asked him, and he was all about it.
You pull the pin, then you fucking hold it for a second like you're dangerous, then you let that fucker go?
Yeah.
I watch the movies.
You do, don't you?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It always seems like, man, they throw it like sidearm. Like, they throw it like this, too. Like, they just don't throw it like fucking Tom Brady. They hurl
There's
it.
There's probably a reason that they're not trying to throw a tight spiral with a grenade. I'm sure.
Probably not.
They're blowing it up in their hand. What if I chucked it with the pin in it and then went up and pulled the pin out where I wanted it to land?
Well, it would then you just run.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it count. I mean, like, let me ask Alexa.
No, she doesn't know.
Hey, Alexa.
She's a peace-loving bitch.
How long is the average grenade last before it blows up? You know, and I'm sure, Seth, that they have different...
From answers.com. It depends on the grenade, but typically about 4 to 8 seconds.
There you go. Oh. So, Seth, in, let's say, call it 5 seconds. If you fucking put a grenade... You know, out by where the goats are, in 5 seconds, you can be clear to the front gate easily.
I think so.
And then it just blows. And I don't think that I don't think that it blows that big of an area up.
We should really blow the lake up, actually. We should throw a grenade there.
Well, no, we'll kill all the fish.
There's not, Bubba. I was back there when Lummy was doing the report.
There's no fish.
There's very little. There's not even any water. I mean, there's nothing in there.
It's 8 feet.
Lummy, are we low?
Oh, we're definitely low. We haven't had rain in a while, and we don't have a pump. We don't have a well.
It's just like a red film.
Yeah.
I think we drain the swamp, baby.
No, kill all the fish. Kill all the hundreds of fish.
You got any beta fish in there? We could take them to Petco.
No, we got
sling them. $5 a fishy. I got a fish now.
What do you mean?
Oh, you got a beta?
Yeah.
Oh, good luck.
Well, I mean, what do you mean good luck? I mean, good luck to the fish. I mean, let's hope it lasts a couple weeks.
It dies pretty quick, usually.
Well, we'll replace that fucker with a new one before my daughter even knows. that fish is going to stay alive forever.
Nice.
Did you get a goldfish?
Yeah, we fucking had to. Phoebe promised her one.
And you know what they're gonna do? Do you know what they do? They shit them. Like, they end up.
What do you?
If you keep their water clean, I've had goldfish between me and then my kids. If you keep their water clean, they'll ask, and you kind of put a little bubbler in there.
Yeah.
Where they can get a little bit. Those motherfuckers will last a while, to the point where you could maybe release it into. Hey, maybe you can get little Sethy say. Hey, little Sethy, after this gets... Because they get so big after a while that you have to either, one, get a more expensive, bigger aquarium, which you don't want to do.
No.
No, God, no.
Or you just say, hey, now that little fishy fish is a grown fish, we're going to release him into Uncle Bubba's pond, and we're going to get you another one that you can raise.
Okay, I mean, that's not a bad idea.
For real. Then he can throw him in the pond, and whether it ends up being bluegill bait or not, who cares, right?
Just kill that fucking thing.
Well, I mean, you know, Todd the Turtle will probably go there. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not trying to kill any fucking... I'm not trying
no,
to kill
saying,
my beta
once
fish.
That
fuck,
once that beta fish... No, he might make it. He might make
He's
it.
He's going to make it. He's a survivor, man. I talk to that fish every day.
In a week, that fucking goldfish is dead.
Well, I mean, I'm not. Fish. I haven't been back and looked at the pond just for in fear that we haven't got any rain.
We haven't.
And every time I look back there, I know the fountain and the bubbler works, but.
Yeah, it went down over the weekend, but I got it back.
I'm no outdoorsman, Bubba, but I tell you.
Bubbler?
Yeah, but
what keeps going down with the bubbler?
I think we need the ashes to look at it. Mm. Not the bubbler, but what it's plugged into.
Oh, what it
keeps popping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe they can up it.
By the way, my daughter wanted to name the fish Seth Jr.
Really?
He definitely did.
Yeah.
And what are you going with?
She picked that name, and then she said she didn't like it, so she changed it to Mila.
Mila?
Yeah.
So once Mila gets so big, you need to start laying the groundwork with little Sethy right now, saying, so listen, little Sethy.
Had it for six days.
Once Mila gets so big that she's too big for her bowl here, then what we do is we buy another Mila, a littler one, that you can raise and feed and make it bigger. And then we take big Mila and we put it in Uncle Bubba's pond, and it's got a big area and meets new friends.
Okay. That sounds lovely.
And she'll be like, yeah. Well, yes. And you'd be like, we'll have a new Mila all ready to go before we release the old Mila.
I didn't know that we were doing a catch and release on the goldfish, but I'm all for it.
What do you also want to do? You want to fucking flush the thing?
It's thriving right now. But it's living a great life.
But it literally becomes, there comes a point where it gets too fucking big, and you have to either A, buy a bigger environment for it.
What about putting it on the big green egg?
Yeah, let's fry that bitch up.
No, we're not. I mean, you can't fucking
smoke it.
You can't?
No, there's no, Lummy, there's
you put some Lowry's on it.
There's a little bit of meat on it.
There's no fucking meat there. Oh,
there's some meat on it.
It's all meat.
Stop.
If Lummy said I can eat it, I'm going to eat it.
You can make a goldfish meatball.
You're going to fillet? A fucking goldfish?
Yeah, it'd be a little bony, but there's a little bit of meat we could pick out.
Lummy, let's just let it go into the wild. It'll be bluegill bait. Now, Lummy, is our pond, like, should we just give up on having a pond?
Go to June 1st, the state of the pond, June 1st.
What does that mean, state of the pond, June 1st?
He's going to say, hi, I'm Lummy.
No, remember that you gave me till June 1st, and then you were going to video how good it looks. I took before pictures.
But it's not getting better. It's getting worse. The duckweed's
getting worse. It's all red, and actually the duckweed's starting to die off, so it's easier to scoop out. Has a lot of
nutrients?
No, not nutrients. It's actually helping the fish with the water going down. It's actually helping protect the fish.
Are we at a critical low level?
No, we're not as low as we were last year.
Do we have any rain in sight?
As of right now in the weather report, maybe next Monday is 50%.
I said I would get out there with a hose, but let me say that's not a good idea.
No, fucking, I don't kill our water bill.
Kill the water bill and the fish.
Lummy, did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
This Drew Barrymore, and she has Kamala. This is from last week, and she has got Kamala Harris on there, and they're like trying to do some kind of sister girl shit. And this
I think that Drew was just trying to do the sister girl shit.
I think so.
And there's also new news about Drew Barrymore that she left a list of guys she's had sex with at Danny DeVito's house.
She did?
I saw that headline. I was just trying to jam it in.
Did it give the list of, like, did it?
I mean, I think so. She told the story, so I mean, I don't think anybody necessarily. I don't think like TMZ found it. I think she left it there and ended up going back and grabbing it.
Her show is it's horrible.
Anyway, here she is on the couch. Fucking trying to put Kamala Harris over.
Mamala.
And it's just fucking ridiculous. Listen to this.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
What does she even say to that?
Yeah. No, I know.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous.
Yeah. You haven't been relative since fucking they're here on fucking Close Encounters of the Third Kind, whatever.
Oh, she's always been the sweetest, Drew Barrymore.
She sucked off what's his name for her acting job.
Adam Sandler?
No. Who's the guy in trouble? Hollywood executive
Weinstein.
Oh yeah,
she sucked off Weinstein.
She probably was fucking that guy.
Supposedly she was. She yeah.
I never heard this before.
Now, how much of a fuck... last story of the day. I think we're about out of here.
Are we? Okay.
Well, I mean, fucking...
I have to
give blood today at 1:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At this elementary school down the road. And let me... I let myself go. I'm a month over. Usually I'm very strict on it, but I forgot the last time I did it. So I was actually driving to Ocala on, I think it was Friday after Pepe's graduation.
Yeah.
And they call me on the phone, one blood, and they're like, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Mr. Klim, you've not donated double red blood cells and, you know, you're overdue. And I go, I've already made an appointment for Monday. They're like, oh. So I make an appointment, let me just show up there, and they're all ready for me, and I give double blood red cells. And it makes me, I do get a gift card, but it always makes me feel better.
That's good.
Like, I feel a little lethargic right now.
Is it because you have too much iron in your blood?
Yes, yes.
I talked to your sister about this.
Yeah.
Because you have too much iron, and her and I are both iron deficient.
Yeah, what happened to you guys on set?
Went, baby.
So who was it?
It was me, Phoebe, Lil Sethi, and then Tarek and Tara.
Right. And what did the festivities include?
We had pizza. We hung out. We went for a ride. Tara took us for a ride in the Tesla, so that was fun. Tara ordered a little like car Tesla for Lil Sethi to play with. Lil Sethi said, "Do you want to hear a cuss word?" And before anybody could say anything, she goes, "Fuck!" So Tara really liked that. She was in. She didn't shake anybody down at all. And then watched a little bit of the Kentucky Derby. We were there for about 3 hours.
Nice.
Got a tour of the house. Hung out in, like the game room.
Was that where you guys hung out in the game room?
Yeah, great time.
See, I don't like hanging out in the game room. I like hanging out in the downstairs area. That's where I like hanging out.
Yeah, we were upstairs, Willie. So it's a great house, and I was glad that we hung out.
She's the coolest sister ever.
She really is.
She's a good person.
She is.
So, Lummy, how much of a fucking loser are you if you got to call Boston's 911?
Oh, he's special needs, Bubba.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Just before we get too deep into it.
He was a little lonely, Bubba.
He's special needs, Bubba.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
Let's play. It's a good feeling kind of thing that the cops did for him. Guy calls 911, wanted somebody to wish him a happy birthday.
Hello, 911. I just want to let you know, today's my 25th birthday, and I'd like to have somebody offer me a happy birthday. Is that kind of how it went, maybe?
I'm thinking, I can
imagine if you were the 911 operator.
Hello, Boston.
What are you, fucking loser?
What are you, you fucking loser? What do you fucking got going on here? Nothing? You're sitting there at your fucking mom's house. Not a goddamn thing to worry about. You fucking Jabba.
You're probably a troll, you Jabba.
You fucking Jabba. We're sending our police out to break some fucking heads and skulls in, and we got to worry about you being a fucking 25-year-old mommy's boy? Listen, Boston's one of the toughest cities in America.
Oh, they're hard as fuck, but this is a nice moment.
They don't give a fuck.
It's a nice moment. They're happy because the Celtics are doing well.
Anyway, this kid that's on the spectrum calls. He wants to let 911 know that today is his 25th birthday, and he'd like somebody to come on. So these two cops.
What way were you going to set it up, Bubba, before you knew that he was kind of special needs?
I was just going to say, are you fucking kidding me? Such a fucking loser that you got to call the cops to wish you 911? You know, you got to call 911 to get the cops to respond to you. But I changed my course. And I changed my opinion, knowing that he's on the, you know, that he's on the spectrum. He's probably pretty lonely.
Well, and look what the cops did for him. But
and
when
the
you
cop,
play, yeah.
And, yeah, it's really an unbelievable gesture on behalf of the cops. Here we go.
What's up, pal? How are you? What's your name?
Chris.
I'm Frank.
Nice to meet you.
Israel. How old are you today? It's your birthday?
25.
Is it your birthday?
Yes, sir.
You're not just making that up.
Let me see.
We tried to light you candles, man, but the wind blew them out for you. But are you allergic to nuts?
Hell no.
All right.
We got you a lighter.
We got a lighter. It's just windy. Can we come inside with you?
Yeah, you come in the quarter.
Yeah, can we come in the quarter?
All right.
He doesn't want him inside that house.
All right, man.
Chris, well, they got to light the candles.
Happy that
no,
you're
I'm saying
25.
He's in his actual house.
That's a big number.
Those are fucking nice candles.
They are.
Oh, we're old, man. We're about 40. He's a little younger than me.
I'm about to be 30.
There you go. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So nice.
Now you can be on the spectrum. Call 911. Tell them it's your birthday, and we're sending cops down to fucking
this is
wish
what
you.
You're mad about
Happy
this, Bubba?
Birthday, dear Chris.
If you allow this, I mean, where's the stop?
Boston PD probably was waiting for some chick to get big on the door. Trying to
they probably
out.
Just busted some skulls open to some yeah. black people, and they needed a warm and fuzzy story.
Yeah,
the body cam footage is about to come out
right,
of the murder.
So they just beat the shit out of some. They just George Floyd did a guy.
They beat the fuck out of Mo Vaughn.
Yeah, and so they're like, man, we got to have a warm and fuzzy story. Let's call.
There you go, brother. You want to blow him out? Make a wish. There you go.
You got it, awesome.
Oh, man.
Hey, yeah. We wish you the best birthday, okay?
All right.
You're going to be all right?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're going to be all right? You good?
Yeah,
sure?
Great.
You need anything else?
Nothing.
All right.
Wouldn't it be cool if I said, I need some pussy and some weed. How could have you said, I need some pussy and some weed.
Fucking the
25,
Boston.
Man. I need some pussy and weed.
Boston PD should have brought him some hookers.
The boy, I can ask for.
All right. Don't eat it all at once.
You know, pussy and weed, bitch, right around the corner. We'll show you where the dirty girls hang out.
Living, all right? Take it easy, brother. God bless you.
Doesn't seem like anybody's really... really getting emotional about the story like I am. They're like, fuck this guy.
Super emotional.
Fuck this kid. Let me, we'll get in. You know what? We'll get into that that shady ass preacher.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll do that. We'll get in. We'll get in that tomorrow. Okay, we got through some stories today. I got to get my blood. I got a bunch of shit going on. Seth's got, you got pigmentation tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's my busy day. Today I'm chill.
We'll see y'all. Bubba Army HQ. We're getting a new app. You'll love it.